my God. Is this the second podcast already?
I think it is.
Oh, it's exciting.
They actually let us do a second one after last week.
I don't think the management actually listened to it. That's what it why, Caro. Welcome to the second Kiss Breakfast podcast. It's an excellent thing. It's where you get behind the scenes stuff from Matt and Caroline. You get unheard things and you get stuff in the show. And for the next half an hour or so, your ears are ours.
Yes, we want them. Give them to us.
No, we don't. You don't have to take them.
Not in a weird way. I'm not going to like put them in a box or in jars or something.
No, they're just there to be used by us.
You may keep them, but just extend them in our direction.
All right, we're 30 seconds in and already the show's taken a random turn.
It always does. It's that time of the day.
This week I have more snackable treats for the show.
Yes. What have you got?
When we do the podcast, obviously we record it after our show, and it's
gimme.
We need food. All right.
Now.
Say please.
Now.
God, say please.
Please.
That's so rude. Right. I brought in chocolate digestives.
Oh, yay. Yeah. I love chocolate digestives. Can I have the milk ones, please?
Yes, I'll have the plain ones.
Thank you. Oh, that works. See, this work. This is why we work. You like plain, I like milk. It's all good.
I found them out in the Kiss Kitchen. I think they're for staff.
Thank you.
But as we're...
Ours now.
I'll just...
You snooze, you lose.
I don't know whose they were. Good stuff. Right, come out on the podcast today.
That's cookies.
That was uncanny. Coming up
that
on...
That was Cookie Monster, not Cat Cookie.
Oh, I was going to say it's like the cat from Big Brother. Oh, so that was Cookie Monster. I suppose it was, yeah.
Cookies!
That's better. Coming up on today's podcast, stuff from the last 7 days on Kiss Breakfast. We've got more prizes. Don't actually know what they are yet. I better come and find out.
We'll find something.
We've got some CDs to give away to a random listener from the last 7 days. And unheard stuff from, I think it's from Glastonbury, isn't it?
Yes. Just very peculiar people this week. Very peculiar.
Okay, right.
I was quite scared.
She went to Glastonbury last week, as you know, because if you listen to the first podcast, we had a live report from Glastonbury, didn't we?
Yes.
You didn't speak to Jay-Z either, did you?
No, I didn't. I probably because I told him he looked like Penfold in his glasses, so he got a bit cross.
So rude. What's the first thing, though? What's the first highlight clip of the week,
Karen? This is indeed us live from Glastonbury. Glastokistry, if you will. I'm going to entitle this little piece because it was the first ever live international Kistry.
Yeah, it was international because...
Live from both Glastonbury and Marbella.
Yeah, we had live reporters a la Caroline and Amy, so not really reporters as such, just people from the show who decided not to come into work and go off on a jolly instead.
No.
Cara being in Glastonbury and Amy being in Marbella. Check it out. Ms. Caroline Cook, hello.
Hello.
Sean, who enjoys you singing when we start the Kistry quiz, it's his birthday today. So are you ready to do something?
Oh no, I haven't thought of anything. I'll do my best.
All right, this is off the top of Caro's head. Let's go. And now it's the Kistry quiz.
Happy birthday to Sean. We're in my tent, all snug and warm.
Nice.
We're at Glastonbury. It's all lovely.
Oh yeah, that was hot. I like that. That was good.
Off the top of my head. There you go.
Caro is here. She's even, Steve, check this, she's even prepared a Kistry track for us today.
I don't know how she did it. I don't want to know.
Have you got the lyrics with you, Caro?
No, I've got to do them off the top of my head.
Wow, that's dedication for you.
Not difficult, though. They're quite stupid, though.
Oh, well, that makes sense, since they've all been stupid this week. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Ladies and gents, should we make this an international edition of the Kistry Quiz?
Yay!
Right, we're live in Glastonbury. We're live in the studios of Kiss 101. Now let's go try and go live to Marbella and speak to Amy Garner.
Yeah, I'll be a laugh.
We're going to try. Why not? There's that international ring.
Hello.
This is so much fun. Amy Garner, hello.
Hello.
Hello. It was her first night of the hen night that she's on last night. And I'm guessing, Amy, it was quite a big one.
Yeah, it was.
It's 9:30. Is it 9:30 with you in Spain right now?
Yeah.
You should be awake by now. Surely go and get a towel down on the beach for crying out loud.
I know, we should be, sure.
Yeah, you should.
Get up. Is the weather good in Spain right now?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah, it's lush.
Is it like about 35 degrees and sunny? And
yeah, I'm looking a bit pink.
All right, brilliant.
I hate you.
There's Caroline live from Glastonbury, a truly international episode of the Kistry Quiz.
Oh, wicked.
So today it's me against two, because also Steve is here. Say hello to Amy.
Hi, Ames.
Hi, Steve.
Look at that. We're crossing over all over the place today. So Amy and Steve can work together on this. Caroline has a Kistry track, and she's going to do the lyrics to it now from her tent in a field in Glasgow.
I just want to point out how embarrassing this is, because everyone can hear me doing this, by the way.
I know, that's the intention. Can you make sure you speak up as well, very loudly?
Oh, no,
because we're having trouble hearing you here. Amy's louder than you, and she's thousands of miles away.
Okay,
are you ready with today's lyrics, Amy?
No, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, you sound it. Are you ready, Stephen?
I'm ready.
Caroline, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Matt, are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. I'm looking at me like I've lost my mind.
Louder! Do it louder!
No, I don't want to.
I'm afraid. I don't know about you, Amy, and you, Steve, but I could do with hearing those again.
I think so.
Just, is that it?
That apparently was it. And I thought...
I promise you that is the lyrics. All right, I'll do it again.
Oh, I've got it! I've got it!
I knew you would.
I've got it. I didn't think I was going to.
You were just angling for more clues then.
Right, me and Steve can write it down. Amy, if you know what it is, you can say it when we've written it down. Steve, have you written something down?
Yeah.
You have?
Yep.
Okay, Amy, have you got an answer?
No, I just asked Vic the hen as well, and she's got no idea.
She sounds like she's dying.
Yeah, well,
is it Jay-Z?
It's not a hen. Is it Jay? You think it's
Jay-Z? That's not her answer.
That's definitely not. It's not Jay-Z.
Not the news team's answer.
Are we and Steve working together here?
Steve and Amy are working together. Steve has got an answer. Would you like to go with his?
Oh, yeah, go with Steve.
That makes a lot of sense. Steve, hold up your answer. I'll hold up mine. What have you written? Same as me. We've both written Caroline Cook. Both written the same. So this could be points for me and Amy. Gala, Freed from Desire.
Do you want to play the
score? There it is! Oh, Amy, you should have got that.
I'm rubbish.
Yeah, but you're in Marbella. Surely this song is played out in every single club because they're really up to date with the current music in Marbella. You go to Marbella.
We danced to it last night.
Yeah, you probably did. You just don't remember, do you?
No.
Unbelievable. Right, I'll let you go back. Don't go to sleep because that's a real waste of holiday time because it's like nearly 10 o'clock with you. So go and get some sun.
The maid will be in soon.
The maid will. Yeah, the maid always comes in at about 9:30, doesn't it, when you're trying to sleep? All right, have a nice time, Amy. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye, me.
So there, Caroline's saying goodbye. She's gone.
Bye.
That call just cost her an absolute fortune. So how was Glastonbury then? You enjoy it?
It was very, very good, thank you. It was quite embarrassing doing Kistry, as you can tell. And that's why I'm so quiet, because there were some quite cool-looking people who were around my tent, who were sort of friends, and they hadn't come in until about 8 o'clock in the morning, pretty much just before you phoned me, and were probably thoroughly unimpressed at being woken up and hearing some random yak on about a radio show in the tent next to them, so I was quite intimidated.
Well, the plan was that you would wake these people and then there'd be a fight and we'd get to hear it live, and it didn't happen.
I was a bit worried that I thought I might actually lose if I had a fight with them, and I might be killed and not get to enjoy the rest of Glastonbury. So
well done on not sounding as rough as Amy, who sounded like she was in a gutter.
Do you know what, actually, for once in my life I wasn't that rough. I had been out for some time, but I felt okay. It was all right. So,
oh, good work.
Yeah, that was the night I sneaked into the VIP bar and was admiring Rasheen Murphy as she languished on a bed.
Oh, really? You sneaked in?
Yes, me and Sarah got in, and we were all giggly and like, oh, we shouldn't really be here. Oh. And also, Sarah very nearly got her purse out to pay, even though it was a free bar. So we were like just being complete, you know, gibbering amateurs, really. So.
Shows the showbiz life here at Kiss Breakfast we lead.
Oh, that's as far as it went, though. After that, we were just, you know, thigh deep in mud, so.
Yeah, but if you look at the show, right, you were at Glastonbury, Amy went to Marbella in Spain to have a bit of a jolly. Highlight of my week.
You were DJing, weren't you?
Yeah, I did a DJ in a club in Midsummer Norton.
And Newport.
Oh, yeah, I was in Newport as well. Yeah. So I was just out and about. I was out about.
See, somebody has to keep the old fires burning across the rest of the transmission area.
This is true. Yeah. The transmission area. If you're listening in the transmission area. It is Matt and Caroline, the podcast. It's episode number 2. And so far today, haven't sworn.
No. No, we haven't. No. Do you think it's about time we did?
Well, management have told us not to swear too much.
No, definitely mustn't say words like...
Oh,
it's so childish.
The childish routine is back. Later on the podcast. Later on the podcast. You do it. That's enough now.
Okay.
Later on the podcast, it's your chance to blag. Pure Bassline. It's a competition. It's how we do it. I don't know. It's a crazy competition where we ring someone back and give them the chance to win albums.
Well, they can't have our biscuits, though.
No, well, it's because you've eaten them all.
My biscuits.
She's eaten the biscuits. Pure Bassline triple CD, and I think Madonna's Hard Candy, because Caro hates this Pure Bassline album.
I do.
If you want to win that, you may well, if you get a call in the next few minutes, but as you're listening to this, it will have already happened, so it's like we rewind and go back in time and stuff. How does that work?
We go blah, 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 blah.
Like that. Let's move on to another highlight clip from the last 7 days of Kiss Breakfast. What's next?
Speaking of wrong things, this is one of our classic random things where we just start opening our mouths, stuff comes out. We don't really engage our brains before we do that, so we ended up talking about things you really shouldn't eat.
Listen.
Nobody loves us, everybody hates us, and I think we should go and eat worms.
No, that's not eat worms. I tried it when I was a kid, not good.
Did you really eat a worm?
Yeah, when I was younger. I think kids always eat rubbish. It's like, oh, a worm.
I never ate a worm. I accidentally ate a ladybird once.
Did you?
I didn't mean to, though.
How can you accidentally eat one?
I think I was eating like sweeties, and it just crawled onto my finger, and I just shoved the sweeties in because I was quite greedy as a kid.
So you ate them?
And just ate a ladybird by accident.
That's so mean. Ladybirds are awesome.
I know, I didn't mean to. I felt bad. My friend used to eat wood lice as well, but she liked doing that.
She
used to pick up like twigs and stuff and pull the wood lice off and eat them. Yeah.
What?
She's very little.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That's ridiculous. She actually enjoyed...
She just enjoyed eating wood lice, yeah.
It was like there was a girl at my...
She was like three.
There was a girl at my school who I remember used to come in. I don't know if she was being serious. She was the weird... You know, there's always someone
a bit
weird.
There's always some weird kid, yeah.
She'd come in with, you know, a tin of cat food every day and she'd eat that for lunch.
Oh!
And we'd be like, why are you doing this?
I did try dog food like once when
did
I was
you?
Three. Yeah, I did. I just out of sheer curiosity, but it wasn't that nice.
I've never understood it because in cat and dog food, you know, it's beef, it's turkey, it's lamb, it's nice stuff.
Isn't it like the most sort of dodgy end cuts of stuff like bits of offal and... You know, bum holes.
It's bum holes.
Yeah.
But surely that would make sense. Because I've always wondered why.
Like, you know, it doesn't need to taste, you know, superb, does it? Because it's for cats and dogs, they'll eat anything, so.
I know, but it should. If it says on the front with, you know, meaty chunks of beef, you think that'd be nice. I'd like that. But then you open it up and it's like, oh, that smells well.
I'm not convinced that it's like the best cuts of meat in there, so.
If you eat cat or dog food, let us know why. I don't think there's anything now that apart from obviously junk food, because that's obviously very wrong these days. You're told never to eat any burgers. They're awful. Don't eat burgers. They make you obese.
Well, to be fair, some burgers you get at sort of around 3 o'clock in the morning from certain places probably have the same consistency as dog food, I would have thought.
Part three. Caroline, what are you doing? Come on, we've got to get to part three of the podcast.
I tried to lean across my chair to wave at James Merritt through the studio wall and I actually fell off and hit the desk. And then I couldn't get up again.
You're listening to episode number 2 of Matt and Caroline's podcast, part 3. Welcome back. James is in
If you're still with us.
James is in the other studio. There he is, he's waving.
There he is.
Hang on, what's he playing at the moment? He's playing that. Let's get him in here. Hey! Come in here!
Yeah, let's distract, disturb, and generally mess up his show.
He's live on air.
Yay!
I've got 60 seconds before the record runs out.
Have a
biscuit. Oh, have a biscuit. Yeah.
Right, you can go away again.
I just basically fell off my chair waving to you. That's what happened.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Don't worry, I do.
Get out. He's now going to go and talk on the radio. Should we listen to what he says?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. He's gone into the studio.
All right.
And is he going to put his headphones on? Let's keep waving. Waving. Is he putting his headphones on? He's still playing Beyonce. Still playing Beyonce. What's he doing?
He's trying to swallow his biscuit.
Oh, I see. Oh, right.
He's trying to
Good
be professional.
Time.
Not like us, who do regular links, coughing, spluttering, eating lockets, toast, crumpets, biscuits.
The whole way through the podcast, you've been eating biscuits so far. What's he doing now? Listen. Oh, how long is that bloody song?
A few months now, I think.
Oh, he wasn't even going to talk.
Oh.
What a wuss.
Fibber.
Look, he had to just go and press play on the next thing. Ugh, useless. That's James. He's on weekdays from 9. He doesn't have a podcast. We do. Although, the way this podcast's going, much
neither
like...
Neither were we.
Nice one. Yeah. Let's move on to another highlight clip from the last 7 days. What's happening next, please?
This is quite simply Amy going... Blah, 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 blah.
Time for a... Are you yawning? Are you yawning? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We're all tired and poorly this week.
Yeah, I don't feel well.
And it's all my fault. It's all my fault if it's poorly, so I do apologise.
Caroline came back from Glastonbury with a little virus.
I made some Lurgy all by myself.
It wasn't caught. It was just a virus you made up while you were in Glastonbury.
I think I inhaled something from a Portally myself, but...
I don't know what you want to inhale at Glastonbury from a Portally.
You don't want to inhale anything at Glastonbury, no.
And you passed it on to all of us today, which
is
great. I was suffering yesterday. Amy seems to have caught it today.
Yeah.
Just in time for Kiss Rocks the House tonight.
I know.
But let's beat Caroline up after the show, shall we?
Okay, fair enough.
We're going to start with Amy on Showbiz today. What's everyone talking about in the world of entertainment, Amy Garner?
Well, yesterday... there was talk that, you know, there's been
I do, I understand.
There's a big deal about it's a huge problem.
I tell you what, I get home at night and I worry about
I'm going to campaign to reduce
sometimes there's just not enough in the world for my
life. I know.
So that's your showbiz update. We'll have more
later.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Under my Richard Madeley. Welcome back. This is the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. Booyah. It's... episode number 2, part number 4.
Oh, well done. Excellent.
Complicating things.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the highlights of the last 7 days on Kiss Breakfast and unheard and unseen and undiscovered stuff from the show that you might be excited about. Some unheard behind-the-scenes Glastonbury stuff coming up.
Yes, there is some. Just me wandering around interviewing the weirdest people you've ever heard in your life, pretty much, and getting a bit scared and slightly slinking into the mud as I'm doing it as well, so...
We're in a different studio to the one that we normally use today. We've used a separate studio. I don't like this one because it's got horrible lighting in it. It's for those.
It is. It's too bright. I feel like we're in a hospital.
And it's also there's just loads of crap everywhere in here. Look down here, right? There's all these vinyl records. I don't know whose they are. Why are people leaving their records? There's thousands of them.
Old vacuum cleaner. Bit of bicycle down here as well.
Why would we have a bit of bicycle in a studio, you ask? I don't know.
No, bit of fridge.
There's wires. There's
an Austin Allegra down here.
Yes, there actually is a full-size car. And I believe a bungalow in the corner with an old lady knitting.
Oh, Ant lives in there.
Ant?
Yeah.
Is that where he lives?
It's not very well, he's asleep.
Ah, I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
That's Ant Nichols. He's back on from 3. If he's recovered, he was ill.
He's got poorly tummy at the
moment.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Caroline's been making all of us ill.
My fault.
Since she got back from Glastonbury, she's making everyone ill, but with her little Lurgy thing that she's got.
We can't help it.
Well, you can help it because you could have just called in sick.
No, because then I would have no money. There's a credit crunch. I can't eat.
Don't forget the credit crunch.
I'd have to just live on biscuits.
Maybe that's why you've got so ill, because you're just eating crap all the time.
Biscuits. I'll go and find some fruit immediately. Yes. While I do that, let's listen to you being a massive girl.
James Sutton, who plays John Paul McQueen in Hollyoaks, is leaving.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Wow! How is he leaving? Do you know what happens?
Well, I don't know. I do know some stuff. I don't know if it'll ruin it for people.
You've told me stuff about the vicar guy. Has that happened?
Yeah, no, it hasn't.
Okay.
Kieran, he's going...
Okay.
And he's going in. Can I say?
No, don't spoil it.
Go on, say. No, I don't want to ruin it.
I don't know who any of them are.
He's leaving.
Kieran's
one way or another.
And also, Craig Dean is coming back.
Who's Craig Dean?
Craig was John Paul's.
Best mate.
Best mate stroke gay lover for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he left. John Paul didn't go with him. Craig Dean's coming back, and it looks like maybe there's a chance now John Paul will go off with him. But Craig Dean is going to have his own spin-off Hollyoaks late night show later this year in November. There's going to be one revolving around him.
Oh, goody.
Caroline doesn't have a clue what we're talking about.
You could be talking about your mates for all I know, really.
I tell you.
They are like mates.
They're real people.
People do get like this, don't they? Actually, I do have conversations like that with my friends regarding celebrities where their boyfriends turn around and go, "Who are you not talking about?" And you just go, "Oh, well, it's Angelina and Brad," and they're taking this. And they go, do you know them? Do you, phone them up on a regular basis and find out what they're doing? Because it sounds like they're your mates.
They are mates.
Know them all.
Friday's Hollyoaks was the saddest episode of any soap in the world ever. I was in tears, and I will admit it.
But did you actually cry, seriously?
Yes. And everyone I've spoken to...
That's like, it's really disturbing.
Everyone who I spoke to who watches Hollyoaks...
called you a massive girl.
No, they didn't. I logged on. on to Facebook on Friday evening to check my mail at about 7:30 or something. It was just after Hollyoaks had finished. And there were all these, you know, the status things.
Yeah.
All these people, such and such is in tears, such and such can't believe
it. Is this blokes, though, or girls?
This is blokes and girls. I'm telling
you. But blokes, seriously.
Mostly girls.
I fear for the future male race, if that's the case.
Look, it was sad.
Oh,
it
I
was.
Missed it.
No, you can
I'm afraid if I went out with someone who was a bloke who cried about Hollyoaks, it would be an instant dumping fence. I
don't cry at everything, all right? It's just that just, episode of Hollyoaks, Max died and it was the saddest.
Oh, what? I haven't seen it.
Well, it was ages
ago. You just
ago.
Literally said to me, watch it on, and then Caroline says something, and now you told me what happened.
I thought you'd have found out by now.
No.
Oh, whoops. It's on the channel, on channel 4.
And Harmony reigns in the studio once again.
If you watch, on the Channel 4 website, they've got a thing where you can watch stuff. I don't know what it's called.
There's no point now, is there?
Yes, there is, because I knew months ago that he was going to die, and I kept it to myself. I didn't ruin it on the show. I didn't mention it on the show because I didn't want to ruin it for people.
If you find yourself bursting into tears over stuff that isn't real, give us a call now and we'll laugh at you and point.
Shut up. It was sad.
Didn't you say you cried a little bit at Britain's Got Talent as well?
No, I
sorry, I'll stop outing you now.
This is Matt and Caroline. It's the podcast, episode number 2. Hello, have you
ever...
What?
And Brat.
Yeah.
And yeah. Another Brat.
You're so cool. If you haven't downloaded the first one yet, then that's a bit stupid. Why would you download this one without hearing the first one? Why would you do that?
I don't think there's a necessary chronological order.
Actually, you can just
do stuff whenever you feel like it. It's the whole point of a podcast. You can listen to stuff when you want to and how you want to.
Yes, you can listen to it in the car. You can listen
in
to
the bath.
In the bath.
In at the funeral. During very boring church services that your over-religious auntie has taken you to.
If you go to a cinema and the movie's rubbish, you can just listen to the podcast, you know.
That'd be weird, though, because couldn't you just get up, leave and go and listen to it somewhere else anyway?
Yeah, but at least you got a comfy seat.
And you have pictures in front of you.
Yeah, you've got something to look at and you can have some popcorn.
You can, that's very true.
Be all right.
You don't like cinemas, do you?
I'm not a huge fan, although when it was revealed this week that the Friends cast may well be reuniting to do the Friends movie within the next 18 months, Friends could be back.
Now this is going to take you to the other extreme. You're going to live in a cinema now and watch it on a loop.
I'm not a cinema person, right? I don't like going to the cinema. I'd rather just wait for it to go on Sky or get it on DVD or something. I'm too lazy.
You're fond of your house, aren't you? Your own four walls.
That's because I have a brilliant...
have a brilliant house.
I have a high-definition telly and I've got great surround sound and stuff, so I want to make the most of it.
And nice cats and a lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, and also
and a hot tub.
If you're in the cinema, you have to sit there, and I get fidgety. This way, I can just walk around.
I always need a wee halfway through as well.
And you can't pause the cinema.
No.
But you can pause it if it's on DVD.
Wee in a bottle.
But when
that's not good either.
You can, but it gets you kicked out.
Yeah,
I tried
exactly.
It. But the Friends movie may well be hitting screens within 18 months, and when that's out, I'm going to be in the cinema constantly watching it over and over because I cannot wait.
Excellent. I've still not seen the Sex and the City one yet.
Have you not?
No.
I don't think I will now.
I think I'll wait for
DVD.
Well,
I never watched the show. So.
I like the show. I enjoyed the show, but I'm not sure it constituted a movie.
Really?
I don't know. I think it'd be fun. It'd be a bit fluff. It'd be good for a girls'
people
night.
People said it's good. People have said that Sex and the City is a good movie, whereas a lot of people have said the Indiana Jones movie is absolute cack.
I have heard this, yes. Mm. And when you hear such bad reviews, you think, well, cinema tickets are a lot of money now. I need a 5-star or 4-star review to go and see something these days. I'm getting picky.
How much is it to go to the cinema now?
About £7.
Me! It's not, is it? Is it really?
Yes, it is.
That's
unless you find a small, more independent cinema, but they're all disappearing. It's all very sad.
There's one round near where I live that still has one of those signs outside above the front doors where they just put the letters on.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it.
And at the moment, every day you drive past, someone's taken the Han off of Hancock.
Yeah, brilliant.
Hilarious.
Oh, the old ones are the best, aren't they?
Oh,
really?
Quality. Right, let's go on to something else from Kiss Breakfast. Are we going to do some unheard stuff?
Yes. This is just me, a little bit drunk, to be fair, wandering around. This is the first night at Glastonbury. I was just wandering around, just talking to people, just making friends in the crowd. You know, and boy, were they random.
Listen.
Spotted anyone you fancy yet?
Not yet. No. Not yet.
And are you looking?
Tell them I sent myself.
What happened?
What is it?
Okay.
Tell them to leave now.
Come the interview, that's fine. You're quite scary. If you have one question you'd like to ask right now, what is it?
Where is the sign-a-tent?
And have you been before? Are you Festival Virgins or are you a pro at this?
I've never been Glastonbury before. It's my first time. I think it's been a few times now.
Yeah,
brilliant. I love it. Overwhelming. Loving it.
Love it. Love it. These girls love it.
And what's your name, sir?
Return.
And who have you come to see?
Return.
Sorry, I can't help but see you're wearing a wedding dress and I'm just asking people about their festival looks. Please, could you describe what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a creamy dress.
to friends, lovers, partners.
Maybe as you got married today.
And the bridal dress. That's the
also fabulous. Your wedding dress is stunning. Where did you get it?
£10 from Oxfam.
Superb.
Banana Man, stop! Banana Man, I have to talk to you about your outfit.
Oh, God.
Amazing. Describe what you're wearing.
Oh, and this chick.
Well, I'll be very honest. It was the only thing that was clean. It's Wednesday. I like
Thursday.
The gut.
Thursday.
I'm wearing the wrong outfit.
Don't be rash, flash as you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's much appreciated. Kiss.
Here we go. This is the Matt and Caroline podcast, episode number 2. I don't know what part we're on now.
Part 6,000,004.
Yeah.
We've lost track. Now,
we don't care. Does anyone care? Does it matter what part we're on?
We've started drinking. It's all gone wrong.
We're going to ring someone in a second.
Okay.
Because we've got prizes, which we do every week.
Hurrah.
First, I believe we've still got an allowance of about 3 swear words left. So, do you want to use one?
Oh, we need a good one then. Oh, I'm going to go with
Hang on, I've got one.
All right. No! That is just wrong. You can't say that.
Right, let's call someone up and give them some prizes because it is the exciting podcast exclusive feature.
Getting to know you. Getting to know.
All right, this is where we ring someone back who's got in touch with the show over the last 7 days and award them with prize, providing they answer their phone.
So instead of our first text of the day, this is second podcast text of the month.
Not quite as catchy.
No, it's not, is it?
First text of the day, every morning, the first text of the day gets a special mention on the show, and this one is... doesn't have a name. We can't give it a name because the whole second text of the podcast,
we'll have to keep changing it as well and we'll forget which one we're on.
So let's just call it Getting to Know You.
Yeah.
Where we get to know someone who's got in touch with us over the last 7 days. I'm just going to ring their number, so fill some time.
Okay.
Do some fairground ride announcing type voices.
Okay. Alright, picture the scene. You're on the waltzers. You're with a faintly spotty, very skinny adolescent, but you quite fancy, and you're going to snog soon, and some woman goes into the mic and goes, "Scream if you want to go faster!
Get your tokens on the pay desk already!
Arms inside the car now, arms inside the car!"
Right, let's ring someone. Here we go. This person has been in touch with Kiss Breakfast over the past 7 days. Let me give them a prize now for doing that.
Hello.
Hi, is that Scott?
Yeah.
Scott, it's Matt and Caroline at Kiss 101 here.
All right.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for answering the phone.
Yeah, good work answering the phone. You're probably wondering why we're calling.
Yeah.
Would you... Yeah, I see you're very excited.
We have gifts for you.
Yeah. You text us in the week. Can you remember what about?
I texted you every day because I'm moving into a house.
Yes, and on the text, you sound very excited. Real life, not so. Are you not excited about moving anymore?
Is it a horrible house?
Is it a shed or something? Have you
Do you
suddenly
live in a skip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit small, yeah.
Well, because you see the text here, it says, "Hi, it's Scott from Sitling. I'm moving into a brand new house on July 18th. I can't wait." And now you're talking, it sounds like you're dreading it.
I'm moving in with the other half, aren't I?
Oh, well, that would explain a lot.
Oh, that's why. Have you gone off her?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's moving it. It's all about, relationship
the
issues.
The whole novelty of sex on tap has gone off, and he's like, oh, now I'm stuck.
Because that doesn't really happen. Well, listen, Scott, to cheer you up a little bit, you are on the Matt and Caroline podcast, and we are now...
Getting to know you.
Yeah.
Getting to know all about you.
Right, now, in order to win some prizes here, just tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, work for CityLink. It's delivering parasols.
Are you delivering right now?
I am. I'm actually in the back of my van just getting a massive bulk lot for a shop in Wells.
So we're interrupting your day.
We want to deliver something to you.
Yeah, we want to give you a present in return because we are causing you strife now by holding you up and all your deliveries are now going to be late and it's all our fault.
It is, sorry.
So just for answering the phone, we're going to send you a copy of Madonna's new album, Hard Candy, and this new album, which I don't think is out yet, Pure Bassline, mixed by DJ EZ. Oh, yeah. Get excited. Seriously, get excited. Come on.
Yay.
Yeah. A bit better. Let me give you an example as to what's on it. Right, hang on. This is the kind of stuff you can hear on this Pure Bassline album. It's bloody brilliant, I tell you. Right. This is, I've got to find my CD player. Hang on, talk to Caroline.
In fairness, I can only apologise. It's not the best present, really. You know, we could have got you a car or, you know, at least some kind of spa voucher.
We don't have a budget.
No.
We've
blatantly been in the cupboard and nicked stuff, so, you know.
Right, this is just an example of what's on it. Check this out, look. Me in the mix, and this is on here. Yeah, and this is on here as well.
If you'd like to play this out in your van and upset your customers, feel free.
It's a triple CD, but you also get Madonna's Hard Candy.
Which
so
is a lot better than that.
Yeah, we're going to send them to you. What's the date you move into your new place?
18th.
18th is the latest we move in.
Caroline,
it's a brand new house, not even built. Builders are just finishing it off now.
Oh, wicked. Whereabouts is it?
Peterstone, St John.
Well, good luck, mate. Good luck. And we've got these CDs off to you, so you've got a brand new house and some brand new CDs.
My day.
It's the Matt and Caroline podcast, and well done to Scott, who I don't know if you could tell, but he's bloody excited about that.
He was so excited, I think he might actually have had a coronary had we pushed him any further.
I can imagine he's delivering. Did he say in Wells right now?
Yes.
He's in Wells doing some deliveries. He's in the back of his van, and I can just imagine when he put the phone down then, that he started jumping up and down, the handbrake released in his van, yeah. And it went flying down a hill.
No.
No, it didn't happen.
Oh.
That's what I'm just imagining, like from a movie or something.
I imagine some poor woodland creature being crushed by a city. Van.
No, I was just imagining the van just flying down the hill and then crashing into a big bush.
Yes. Or like in a film with it's a baby carriage and you think, no, a baby's in it, and then it turns out to be a crazy old lady with just cans.
Scott's not a crazy old man, though.
No.
He's just mental. I mean, you couldn't shut him up.
He might be. I mean, in fairness, he could have a real dark side. We don't know.
Well, he did sound like he was a bit of a crazy guy, old Scott.
Sounded like he was going off the idea of living with the other half, certainly.
And also going off the idea of ever listening to us again.
Yeah, I think so.
In case we ring him up in the middle of the day.
I think we've got to know him, and I don't think he wants to know us very much anymore. So. I think he'd rather we just went away and, didn't resume contact with really,
so. Another chance to win prizes just by getting in touch with the show next week on the podcast.
Also, that's off our listeners.
Which is always fun. That's pretty much it for this week's podcast. We'll do another one next week, fingers crossed.
Sorry.
Episode number 3. Why are you apologising? The podcast is ace.
It's a good noise.
It is. Next week on the show, well, we don't know, because unlike some radio stations, we don't plan anything.
You're going on holiday soon, aren't you, actually?
Oh, my God. Is there going to be a podcast when I'm away?
Yes, there will.
Well,
yes, there'll be a podcast, yeah.
Because we can't just launch it and then 3 weeks in suddenly stop for
you're
a week.
You're still here next week, because we're going to Party on Parade in Taunton next weekend.
That's
so
right.
You're here till at least Sunday.
Yes,
so
next week there will be a podcast, which is all good, with us back probably online some point Thursday. You can listen to us on 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB Digital Radio, and at totalkiss.com/101 at any time. That's how this week. I've done all that much more comprehensively than last week.
You have. That was scarily professional, unlike the rest of the podcast.
The rest of the podcast
is gibberish.
We'll work on that, but at least I've got the outro a bit better now. Yeah, because last week that just fell apart, and I thought, I've got to work on something. Thing, so I've been rehearsing.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Totalkiss.com/101, the website. You can get lots more extra stuff from the show there, including this, which you clearly have because you're listening to it.
Just heard it.
Wake up with Matt and Caroline. 6 till 9 weekday mornings. Kiss.